This week on Tower Dive.
TS Empty.
Dyrus didn't start the fire. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive, where one nerd is split into two, so that each can have a friend.
Aww, we're friends.
We're friends.
Yeah. Well, which one of us is the white one, and which one of us is the black one?
I think the question is which one of us is the dominant, and which one of us is the passive. Like, I think you're the spoon.
I mean, you're the spooner. Big spoon, for sure.
I'm the big spoon. I'm the big spoon. It's really what it comes down to. We're not bringing race into this.
In the Tower Dive fan fiction, you're definitely the power top.
Nice. Can I be a power bottom?
I don't think you want to be the power bottom.
I really don't understand that culture. I'll be honest with you. I just like the sound of the word, the term power bottom. I don't know what it actually... I'm not going to go into it because I think in my mind.
Yeah. I think I got it mixed up a little bit.
Whatever. It's just, you know.
is Power Bottom the name of your new punk rock band?
It's my thrash metal band. Yeah. Power Bottom.
I like it. The self-titled single.
Power Bottom. This is at the MTV the Video Music Awards. It's Power Bottom performing their hit single Power Bottom.
I love it. It's great.
I want someone just to recognize me as the guy from Tower Dive. Whoa, is that Tower? The guy from Tower Dive? It's weird.
Oh my God.
Because like power and tower rhyme, so I guess it kind of makes sense.
I knew that guy before he was famous. Yeah.
I knew the guy before he was a thing. But yeah, so hey, listen, it's fucking Tower Dive. It's another episode, another day in paradise, another day, another actual dollar.
We're still here.
We've made a dollar.
We did it, you guys.
$1.08. So that's all you guys.
Yeah.
So you pat yourself individually on the back.
One pat.
I'm feeling generous. Gave each shoulder a pat.
Oh, great. And next dollar, another pat.
Maybe a high five even.
We'd be doing it over the internet.
But yeah, I guess we'll call it a Wi-Fi.
That's the name.
Is it?
Yeah.
You didn't just make that up?
No, I'm not that
clever. We did make up the word last week, fishes.
Vicious, yeah.
Which is fierce and vicious, or a vicious fish.
Vicious, yeah, it worked on two levels.
We're working on a whole nother level. So worlds, man.
Oh God!
Let's jump right into it. Let's jump into the pain. We've had a couple of days to let it dissipate, let it ruminate. So now we can talk about it like adults.
I feel like
North America sucks.
I feel like I was watching The Little Giants. You know that football movie?
But they win in the end.
Only the little kids lost.
They were beaten by adults.
Yeah.
Instead of them playing another team of peers that are just bigger kids, they were playing the Green Bay Packers.
It was like
lost.
If you combined The Little Giants and The Longest Yard into one movie, and the little kids was up against the team of prisoners.
Yeah, but not maybe against the team of guards because they played dirty.
The guards were jerks.
Or maybe it was like
this metaphor might be getting away from us.
Like the Little Giants and the Mighty Ducks, but they were playing against the Iceland team.
But they were playing hockey and they're football players. And so
exactly. Well, that helps the metaphor. That's why they were bad. That's why it was bad. They weren't good.
We started off, you know, really great first week. Second week, didn't win a single match across all of North America.
But you have to take take a little pride in the fact that no other region went 0-10 in any single week. So we lost every game. Like we didn't even lose a little bit of games.
Yeah.
Like we went full failure.
Yeah, it was
not a little bit of failure. Not like China's failure where it's like they were bad but they beat some teams.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, we lost everything. It was awesome.
We even lost to Pain Gaming.
We're the best losers ever. Take that. Fuck you, China.
I'm not a good loser. I'm pretty fucking bitter, man. This was our year.
I told you it wasn't.
I know, but you're never hopeful about anything.
I'm sorry, because realism slaps me in the face every morning.
With its big, realistic dick.
With its realism dick, it's just not fun. It's so veiny.
It hasn't washed it yet, so it's kind of funky.
Yeah, it's like, so
get that out of here, realism.
Oh, I don't want put that away. It's
let me go back to my dream
the,
of
6 o'clock in the morning.
Worlds.
What are you doing? Putting that in my face?
God.
Get out of here! Ah.
It's like realism is the worst roommate you could ever have.
Realism is like a dirty roommate who walks around naked.
Doesn't even pay rent.
Never, and occasionally does, but it's never enough rent.
You know what he always does though?
Eat your food
and leaves his dishes in the sink.
Fucking never washes a single
God,
dish. Fuck you, realism.
First.
And you want to throw them out, but you can't because you don't like living alone because you have abandonment issues.
You live in a bad neighborhood, so you need the extra security.
Yeah. You just need the extra because he's kind of fat, too, so nobody wants to mess with you.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, so CLG went 0-3.
Yeah.
TSM went, well,
we can all
went
do the math.
Yeah.
I feel like we can extrapolate from the 0-9 week across.
0-10, because Cloud9 played a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
That's even the worst, man. It's like you still have a chance. Never. The worst part about it, and here's the part that I kind of got into it on Reddit a little bit with people, and I was trying to be
always
nice
do.
Because
and you're not.
I always do. No, I really was being nice. I said I was bummed that they lost as well. Definitely bummed that C9 lost because I wanted a team in Worlds from North America.
Yeah, well, we all do. We're North Americans.
Yeah, naturally we want a team there.
Mm-hmm.
So people, there was a lot of hubbub about the ward bug, I guess it was.
Oh, the CLG one?
No. There was one happened in the C9 game.
Yeah.
During their game against, I guess it was, I don't even
but
remember.
But they won that game.
No, C9 lost every single game they played. They went 0-4.
The first week. The first week there was a ward bug and they won that game.
Yeah, no, but it was in the tiebreaker game.
Yeah.
And it resulted in a kill. It was a fairly... Other people will say that it was a game-turning kill. I'm not one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, every kill in competitive League of Legends is important to some degree, and I will say that had there not been a bug, it would have not resulted in that, but I am not going to say that is the difference between C9 making it to Worlds, you know, the next stage of Worlds, and C9 not making it to Worlds, as it's sort of being made out to be. That situation is kind of being overblown as the defining moment where C9 lost their trip to the next round.
Well, if North America is good at one thing, it's making excuses.
And here's the problem that I have with that, and a lot of people have argued with me about it. But here's the problem I have with that being the moment. That was the fourth game C9 had played. They needed to only win one.
Yeah.
Had they won any of the three games they played prior to that, there was no tiebreaker.
Yep.
So to say that it came down to that, I'm sorry, if you have to play a tiebreaker game after you've lost three games before that going 3-0, you don't deserve to go to the next round as far as
I'm
concerned. And I mean, that's just a philosophical thing on my side, but I really don't want you representing America if you're just going to lose again.
You don't want anyone representing America, apparently. You don't want Cloud9 representing America.
Not if they can't win.
Split. You don't want COG representing America because, oh, they're COG, they're just going
to
choke.
I didn't say I don't want them representing us. I just said I didn't think they were going to, and I was right. I mean,
they did for a minute.
No, they didn't. Yeah, they made it to Worlds.
Yeah,
yay,
they represented us.
Yeah, because there's nobody better. There's no better team.
Oh.
Because when you look at the three teams that represented America, you know what you say? That was the best three teams that we could send the world.
Well, I mean, yep, they were, though.
Wah, wah. That's sad. God. That's a sad, sad, just sad thought. But that leads us to the next round, which should be exciting. Because now all of America now throws their proverbial chips in the ring with Origin and Fnatic.
Europe just got double the amount of supporters.
And
overnight.
America is now a self-loathing nation of League of Legends players.
God. Because we hate ourselves.
Because we have to support Europe. See, week one, we're like, the NA Europe conversation is over.
Yeah.
America is clearly better than Europe. Suck it, England. Suck it, France. Suck it in my underpants. But no, then week two happened, and then it was the pub stomping.
And it's like, and hey, Fnatic, remember that time we made fun of Huni a whole lot?
Well, we really love him.
We didn't mean that.
I meant it affectionately.
Go Fnatic.
Fnatic age.
Please help us.
Hashtag Fnatic win.
Can we hold the trophy after you win it?
Right. Will you let us touch it once?
Yeah.
And the thing about that is, even Origins in a better spot than Fnatic is.
Yeah.
Although they don't have a better game, I believe. Doesn't Origin play?
No like idea. Don't quote me.
Rollstar. I don't know. I honestly do not
look
know.
Look it up.
It
you have a computer.
That's what
I am.
That's what I'm doing right now. No, we're not. Oh. We're not having technical
Sorry.
Difficulties.
Sorry. I just wanted to fill the dead air.
Ooh. Actually, though, they play the Frostwolves.
Okay. I mean,
they have a chance.
Frostwolves
played well.
Looking good.
But let's be fair. Their other teams that they could have played were KOO, KT, Rollstar, Edward Gaming, Fnatic, SKT1, or AHQ.
I mean, the whole bracket is a group of death.
As far as who you got, you drew the best chance.
I don't know. Maybe AHQ.
I don't know. The AHQ scares me a little bit because I feel like they're so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, Frostwolves are a good team, but they're beatable. And AHQ, when they play bad, suck. But when they play good, are really good. And that's the scary thing, is that their highs are really high and their lows are very low.
And you don't know who's going to show up then.
And yeah, they're totally a Jekyll and Hyde.
The real question is, did they eat their Wheaties?
I don't think anyone eats Wheaties anymore.
Does nobody eat Wheaties?
I don't even think it's a thing anymore.
I'm pretty sure there are still Wheaties. I think there's a Wheatie.
I prefer Special K.
I like Special K, but in the morning, I'm not a huge fan of cereal.
That's weird. I like cereal a lot.
I like eggs.
I do make a mean omelet.
I do great scrambled eggs.
I do a better omelet.
But anyways,
back away from breakfast foods and back to League of Legends. Since I have it up, the brackets are Fnatic or Frostwolves Origin, SKT1 AHQ, Fnatic Edward Gaming, KT Rollstars, KOO Tigers. Mm-hmm. KT Rawls' KOO Tigers is kind of funny just because it's a Korean matchup again. That sort of made me chuckle just a little bit. Like, oh, that's kind of like, you know, hey.
That's going to be the
We know each other. Yeah, right? We already know each other. Yeah. Fnatic drawing Edward Gaming definitely does not leave me feeling warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, but Edward has had their low points.
Absolutely. They are not the team that everyone thought they were going to be, you know, at the beginning of the season, where everyone thought Edward Gaming was by far the best team in the world because, you know, they had this completely stacked roster of Koro, Amazing J, Clearlove, Pawn, Deft.
I know. It sounds great on paper.
Yeah, you know, they have all these players that are these just ridiculous talents. And then they kind of played...
kind of mediocre.
No, kind of not really good.
Not
so
great.
I do believe that Fnatic. The scary thing is, again, they're in the same boat as like the AHQ, where they can stomp anybody, they can play with anybody in this championship, and if they're playing their game, they're going to beat you.
Yeah,
but just can they get to that point?
Probably.
Or
they can't.
Are they going to play silly and stupid and make dumb mistakes like they've been doing?
Because you know they're not in their hotel room singing campfire songs right now.
I don't think any Chinese teams were singing campfire songs. I think they were hoping, like, they were tying slip knots.
You know, they're sad. Jumping off campfire songs.
And jumping off of balconies with them on.
Oh, God. That's a little dark.
a little accurate, too. Unfortunately.
I don't think they're committing suicide as much as the government hitmen are coming in.
Well, yeah, but it's going to look like suicide.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. We'll never.
They're going to make it look. You know, there's going to be people hanging. You're not going to see the bullet holes riddling their bodies.
Tragic accident.
Horrible accident happened today at Worlds League of Legends. A vending machine fell on the entire Chinese team. All of them.
Except for
Edward Gaming. Oddly enough, they managed to not use that vending machine.
Yeah. Strange. Yeah. Very strange.
Imp was impaled by an errant Diet Coke shot out of a Coke machine. Just fired it out.
It's like a wound that big.
Just a Diet Coke embedded in his chest like a Tony Stark of soda.
Ew.
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 Horrible.
Ew. That's
so that was Worlds for America.
It's over.
Ultimately,
back to our lives, you guys.
Ultimately, I think the best analogy for the American World Championships of League of Legends experience can be summed up in it's a virgin buying a hooker, she's smoking hot, starts him with a hand job, walks to the bathroom real quick to put something sexy on, he comes in his own hand and has to
leave. Why does it got to be a hooker, man? Why can't
because
it just
can't,
be...
Because he can't get a girl.
Maybe it's that girl that just kind of feels sorry for him, you know? And
no,
wants
he bought
to,
a hooker. His friend, okay, it's his friends bought him a hooker, but they didn't tell him it was a hooker.
So he thinks it's like, you know...
He just thinks it's some hot chick that was interested in him.
Okay.
And she starts, you know, she HJs him. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to the bathroom and slip into something a little more sexy. And then he blows his load in his own hand and leaves.
It's gross. Oh, he leaves?
Because he's embarrassed.
I see.
And then he just walks out.
Boy, rough night for the North Americans.
That's America in a nutshell right there. Literally a nutshell.
I think we should just have our own world championships. And we'll just
we do. It's called MSI. We do. It's called MSI. We win that.
No Koreans allowed.
World champions of MSI, baby.
Still world champions.
You're all just playing for second place.
Right?
We were world third place, actually, because last week we established that Kim Jong-un's team already won Worlds. Oh, yeah. This is the second place Worlds. So you're playing for third place Worlds.
That's true.
Because TSM is world champions.
They already won Worlds this year. Good point. Glad we got that on the board.
Glad we cleared that up. So America's the best again.
Does North America at least get like a participation ribbon? One of those blue ribbons that has like the little medal?
We're going to get one of those trophies, except it's going to be a guy like walking a dog because it was just something from the dog show that they had left over. Here, use this. Congratulations. You have a wonderful schnauzer.
You showed up.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Oh
man. And the worst part about it is C9 only needed one game.
One game out of four.
That's it. Like, literally throw all of your eggs in one game and, you know, blitzkrieg. The Scheisenfaust method, whatever. I think that means poop devil.
I think you made that word
that
up.
Poop it, Scheisenfaust. It means
yeah,
poop
that's
devil.
Definitely poop devil. Well, I mean, it's shit devil.
Shit devil, yeah. But there's a PG show.
Is it?
No.
Because you just talked about a hooker and a hand job.
Hooker with a heart of gold.
She gives the best hand jobs.
But apparently America can't handle them.
No, we can't.
Poor America. We're so self-deprecating right now.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
We're in a sad place. It's a sad day in American history. Yeah. Despite the smiles that you see on these sexy exteriors.
Empty.
These sexteriors. Oh my God, dude.
Exteriors, we did it again.
Portmanteauing like nobody's business. We got fishes, sexterior. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast tomorrow now?
Nope, you get nothing.
I got nothing for that one. But if you're listening to this podcast whenever it's being posted and you hear this, please use these things.
Fishes. Sexteriors.
Sexteriors. Also, a good expression that gets you laid is a sexpression.
I don't like that as much as sexterior.
It's not as good. I'm not
it's
saying
not
it's
as good.
Good.
Not even the same ballpark.
It's not in the same ballpark, but it's usable.
Yeah.
It's usable.
And also, is a sexpression like something you make with your face, or is it like a phrase that you're like, you know, like a...
No, it's a face. It's like the, face. You know, like this guy.
It's like blue steel.
That's a sexpression.
It's like blue steel.
That's my
Is that
my,
it? You kind of look sleepy.
Sex you up.
I like
that's
that one more.
Is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gross.
So we were on Worlds.
Yes, we were talking about Worlds, and then we
and
got distracted by
off
new words.
World. And now we're off Worlds.
We are off Worlds.
As America, we are off Worlds.
As a country, as a continent.
As a people.
As a people,
we are no longer part of the world scene. Go Fnatic. But it does lead us into our next.
Yeah, now the world is done.
Our next Topeka.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the place in Kansas. Our next topic. I feel like now we're running the McLaughlin group.
Yeah.
Is America the best country in the world? Pat Buchanan. We need to have an episode where we do like a McLaughlin group where it's just like everybody is in this is in the air and I will be the John McLaughlin of our group and then I'll be Fin Fang Foom.
We need more.
What do you think?
I think we need more people.
Well, I can find people. They're not gonna be real
people.
They'd be just friends of ours. It would be like it's not like we're gonna have like Thor and Richard Lewis and you know all of our friends of the show.
Yeah.
Although if I could run a McLaughlin group and have you, Richard Lewis, Thorin. And maybe if we could find St. Vicious.
No, get Merrick.
Or get Merrick. Oh my God, they'd be perfect. Merrick would. And I could be the John McLaughlin to this group. I feel like it could be the single greatest episode of YouTube ever.
I don't think I would get a word in at all.
But when the one thing you did say would be profound.
Would it be profound or would it be something stupid like
profoundly stupid?
Something.
I like turtles.
My butt.
My butt's itchy.
Hold on, I got sneezed.
We'll work on that. We'll work on that. A McLaughlin group
next
episode.
Time on Tower Dive.
Next time, no, it's not going to be next time on Tower Dive because this isn't going to happen next week. I can assure you of that.
Sometime in the Tower Dive future.
And then, when you see Back to the Future, and that was an episode, you'll know that we did it.
You lost me.
I don't know.
You lost me.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Moving on.
I'm sorry. Moving along.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into one of our favorite topics
we
that we
love
to talk about on Tower Dive. It's probably the single most beloved topic that we here in the Tower Dive family like to talk about.
Family.
And that is, well, we did split in half so that we each have a friend.
Friends.
It is Team Solo Mid.
Oh, TSM so hot right now.
I'm hanging my head in shame because we have to do this.
We have to talk about it.
Not because I want to, because I don't.
You
but
want
I will.
To.
Okay,
you want
I do
to.
A little. I do a little bit because it's not good news.
You want it,
and bad news for TSM is good news for the world.
You want it,
well, except for the world of TSM fans.
Yeah, which is most of the world.
So as we know, Dyrus told us a million times he was retiring this year.
We've known it.
It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
No one was shocked when Dyrus, with his tear-filled soliloquy of, we're doing this for you, man. I loved you guys. You're the best fans in the world.
I'm sure
I don't even know what a hand gesture did there, but I don't even care. I'm sure he meant it.
Yeah, I'm sure he meant it.
I'm confident he meant it, but
sincere.
I don't care.
No, I don't care. I nothing
matters. So we all knew Dyrus was retired.
Yes.
Like, as of today, right now, though, the breaking news was Lustboy also retiring. Santorin just leaving a team. Amicable split. Which, a divorce, if you will.
When anybody says, oh, it was an amicable split, it
means they were fired.
He was either fired or he fucking quit.
He was either fired or going, I can't deal with you guys because all I want to do is get Bjergsen fed and all Reggie wants to do is do something else.
Yeah.
There's Reggie, always, stop telling me that's a bad strategy.
In a breakup, there's always a breaky and a breaker.
Yeah, I can't gank for Dyrus because he doesn't get kills and doesn't play carry champions. And I can't gank for bottom lane because Wild Turtle's retarded. So I'm ganking mid lane, but you don't want me to. Why?
I don't understand.
Why must you make Bjergsen play Lulu all the time?
I don't understand.
Lulu doesn't get kills. You're taking our best player and you're putting him in mittens. And
I mean, Faker plays Lulu.
Yeah, but Faker, dude, we've already established.
Can we not use that as an argument anymore?
No, you could put Faker on anything. It doesn't matter what it is.
But Faker plays Heimerdinger.
Faker plays Heimerdinger with Teleport and Surge, and he beats you.
How does he get Surge? Oh, my God.
Because he's Faker.
That's crazy. Special Faker realm.
Yeah. So TSM, they imploded. They pulled a full exploded. No, I think it's a full implosion.
No, because they're all leaving. So they're all
But it's internal. So it's all collapsing internally.
They're going outward.
But it's not Lustboy because he's staying in.
Oh, that's true.
So really, it's only one person. So it's an implosion.
Oh, I guess Dyrus is staying in too.
So, and Dyrus
is implosion.
Yeah. It's an implosion. It's a full implosion.
Okay, glad we got that covered.
Glad we cleared that up. It's a full TSM implosion.
One little explosion.
So here with a rock that flew out of Santorin. An outlier. So TSM is now on the hunt for players.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also no guarantee that Wild Turtle is safe.
I think they have to have for the LCS, they have to have some people of their old roster, right?
Bjergsen.
No, they have to have more than one.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they have to.
I don't think it matters as long as you follow the American to foreigner rule.
I don't know either.
3-2 rule. Because Fnatic did it. Fnatic replaced their whole team.
That's a good point.
Fnatic only kept Yellowstar, and then they brought in Forbiven, Reign over.
Yeah. That's Rooney a good point.
And,
okay.
And Steelback. So they don't need to keep anybody
point,
like that.
Point hooks.
Bink.
So they might be looking for an ADC as well.
Okay. And we do know that one Mr. Freeze just transferred his account to America. But here is the caveat to all of this. They only have two spots for foreigners.
Right. So if Freeze is one of them.
And they've been, apparently there has been a lot of Twitter happenings with Loco Doco and his buddy Flame.
BFFL?
BAE. His bae.
Oh, his bae. You know what that stands for?
I don't care.
Before anyone else.
I know.
Isn't that adorable?
I don't like it at all. It makes me think of Bay Life, and then it makes me think of TSM, and then I get angry. So it makes sense that it would have something to do with TSM in this current regard. Bay Life. Yay. So they've been apparently there is, I mean, listen, this is all speculation. This is a complete spec.
Yeah, we're making this up.
People have been told, although there has been a lot of traction on that statement that Flame may play for TSM. That has gotten a lot of traction lately. But there is no fact or truth whether or not he's talked seriously to the team.
Could be.
But it's a thing. It's out there. It's in the air. It's floating over our heads. Because Loco's really good friends with him. Because they needed top laner. And because those two things that I just said. So, just playing devil's advocate, we like to do this.
Yes.
That means...
Let's get in a fight.
We're not going to get into a fight. We're going to probably agree on this.
Probably.
So, you say... Okay, so Flame... Uh-huh. Just for the sake of argument, Flame is their top laner now.
Yes.
Not... Warning, this is not true. This is all hypothetics. TSM Flame, top lane.
Okay.
Bjergs in mid.
Uh-huh.
Now they don't have a jungle, and they don't have a support.
Yeah.
And say, fine, TSM Freeze. Okay. Just again. So now they're all... So there's their foreigners right there. Is Flame and Freeze.
Okay.
So now you have to bring in an American jungler and American support. That's the scary part. Now you're where my brain was at when I thought of that.
Someone from Coast.
I almost spit, especially since Coast's jungler is Korean.
Oh, well, that's no good.
Strike one.
Someone from Team 8.
Their support just retired, and Golden Glue's a mid laner.
So?
Strike two.
That's my argument, so.
It's a bad argument, but go on. Let me let you know where my brain was at now. Adrian was unhappy in Team Impulse.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that if that... There is a divorce there that Adrian may go to TSM. Again, complete spec, complete hypothetics.
Okay.
He fills the role as an American. He can do what they need him to do, and he is a good player. And I particularly like his style of play, and I think it fits with whatever fucking TSM thinks they're doing. But I think that that's a great situation. I think that would be a smart play if that became available.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think you'd have... So then you would go Freeze, Adrian, Bjergsen... Flame. Now you need a jungler.
Dexter.
American jungler. He's a foreigner.
Oh. Amazing. Oh, shit.
On Origin.
I'm having trouble thinking of American talent.
let me ease your mind.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Oh, no. Surely.
See, the flip side of that coin. The flip side of that coin is they keep Wild Turtle because they realize that this is the problem that they run into by going after Flame, by going after
Flame and Freeze.
Freeze, thank you. By going after Freeze, no, Flame is still on the table.
Oh, okay.
By going after Freeze and replacing Wild Turtle, you realize that that is the problem. The only real American person that they could replace Wild Turtle with, if they're hell bent on replacing Wild Turtle, is either
Keith McBrief,
who went to college.
Summer break. I mean, it's happened.
Or, and this is a bit of a stretch, but he was on CLG as a backup, is Stixxay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and CLG has really utilized their backups.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, when they had all those backups, they said, we're going to have a full rotation.
Yeah.
Which meant we're never going to play any of those players.
Which is exactly what happened.
It's totally smart. So, yeah. So that is an interesting... Again, hypothetics, but I think if they were going to try to go out and get somebody, there is another American free agent available that is a jungler.
I don't believe you.
He's not American.
Oh.
But he's played in America. And it's not Helios.
Crumbs.
No, he's not available.
He's for Renegades.
Yes. It's not
Crumbs. Odd one.
No, he's already on TSM.
Oh, they
didn't want him back. Perfect. No, it is a foreigner, and it does fit that rule, and his contract is up, and nobody knows what he's going to do, and he is really good. I'll just save you from your terrible next guess. It's Rush. Nobody knows what's happening with him, and I think his contract is
up. It's not on Tip anymore?
Well, Tip is in a weird spot right now. Nobody knows what's happening with their team.
Oh, my brother's going to buy a house.
All right.
Hey, that's fun.
All right.
Sorry, I've been a little distracted.
Family news.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay,
yay.
Cool. Rush. That could be good.
Yeah, so, listen, again, I'm not trying to make TSM a good team. I'm just trying to
TSM a good team. Reggie's going to watch this episode, and he's going to be like, totally poach my ideas. Figured out.
Does that make me the analyst for TSM,
maybe.
I think?
They should be writing us a check.
This whole time, I've been analyzing TSM's games and telling them they're bad, and I've been right.
Here's the problem I have with Rush. While I'm
he's
sure
too good to play for
good
he's too good to play for TSM, I agree.
I mean, if that's a lot of star players on one team, you know?
You think that TSM isn't going to try to be the New York Yankees of League of Legends?
Well, yeah, it's not going to work. I mean, you can pound all the stars you want.
I disagree.
Together well.
It'll work in America. You'll win American split.
Oh yeah,
that's because
the American LCS is LCS.
Exactly. You'll win. What I'm saying is you'll probably get to where. Listen, you may get out of groups in Worlds with that team.
Maybe.
Do I think you're going to win Worlds? Probably not.
No.
I agree, but I don't think it's because of the star power. I just think it's because our teams aren't as American teams. We don't do that thing called gel
or teamwork.
Well, that's jelly.
Oh, yes.
Like you gel as a team. Said. Yeah. We don't give it time. What we do is something goes wrong and we replace everything we think is the problem with new people, and then new problems come out because we don't think that communication and teamwork is important.
We just think
that you need to have really good players at every position.
Yeah.
Because we're solo queue.
That's how it works in every other sport.
Well, yeah.
That's why we're so good at soccer.
Exactly. Well, we do the opposite of that. We don't put good players anywhere in soccer. We probably should do more of that.
Nah.
But yeah, so that's the problem. But I wouldn't be surprised if at least one of those things I just said happens.
You said all of the things that could happen. So sure, one of them's definitely going to happen.
I don't think anyone's talked about Rush going to TSM. I don't think anyone has talked about...
you got to make a Reddit post like right now.
Listen, fuck it. I have my shit is on record now. Recorded, video, timestamp. I don't want anyone from Reddit trying to steal my fucking thunder. Fucking thunder.
Yeah.
Then we get that fat check from TSM, and I fucking show it on screen. I'm like, that goes to new microphones.
I got a question for you. If TSM offered to sponsor this show, would you take it?
In a heartbeat.
Really?
Absolutely.
But then we couldn't talk bad about them anymore.
Whatever, figure something out. Talk bad on CLG. Talk bad about CLG. Yeah, dude, I'm willing to sell out for the show, for the better of the show.
Sell out.
For the better of the show. Wait, how good would it be this? They write us that check, we accept that first fat check, and then we bash the shit out of TSM. And then we go fucking Renegade.
Oh, man, I don't want to get sued by Reggie.
For what? Bad-mouthing them?
Yeah.
They would just stop writing us checks.
I'm,
and be like,
I'm sure
this partnership is over.
Their contract probably is not super sound anyway.
Yeah, it's written in crayon. Yeah. And I'm also not going to lie, we're probably smarter than they are, too. Sorry.
Oh boy.
But that would be fun. That would be fun.
All right, TSM Flame. It's going to be a thing.
TSM Flame, I think that is actually going to happen. Because I know all the CG Antis guys are free agents.
Yeah.
Listen, you may get TSM Mad Life for all I know.
I think he retired.
Mad Life retired?
I think
but
he's
didn't that one guy say in the
dra-
in the dramatic readings, didn't we say TSM Mad Life would be cool?
Maybe it would be so
I think
cool.
That, I think that was one of our TSM, one of our dramatic readings.
Call. Anyway, speaking of Flames. Flame in general. You know what's not in Flames right now? Dyrus's Bridges.
Oh!
But the fuck, Dyrus? Come on, you're retiring now. You gotta get us some dish, man.
You want to talk about a guy who fucking for weeks went on about, when I retire, when it's all said and done, fucking get ready. I'm gonna burn every bridge I ever walked on.
Bridge.
All you motherfuckers are gonna pay. Like, it was, he straight gangster rap on people.
He called his shots.
Like, you know, you heard a hot beat in the background all of a sudden. There were guys grabbing their fucking pants in the fucking back. It was awesome. I was like, dude, Dyrus is going to get real on some motherfuckers. He might even shoot a nigga or two. Well, why'd you drop that?
You can't say that.
Whoops. I was talking rap. I'm sorry. I apologize. I got ahead of myself there.
Oops.
Whoops. Sorry, I got too excited. Sorry. I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I was just having too much fun.
Too excited about Dyrus.
I was having too much fun. I got caught in the moment.
But that.
So anyway, he might shoot a person or two.
Didn't really pan out, though, did it?
That was awesome. Now, yeah. Well, so what do we get? We get a deflated balloon sound.
We get all these fucking thanks for the fans and thanks.
I'm not gonna do any of that.
It's ridiculous.
The fucking guy said, I'm not gonna do any of that.
So dumb.
What the fuck do I need you for then? This was the only thing you were good for.
How much bullying do you think Reggie did to Dyrus in like the last 2 weeks? Like every time Dyrus made like a post, Reggie's like, "You better fucking not talk.
You better fucking not motherfucker.
You know what?
I will fire you.
You were gonna lose this game of champs.
I own your life. I own your life.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a streamer for TSM forever."
I kind of feel bad for Dyrus, actually. That's what it is.
I don't.
He's a streamer for TSM for the rest of his
life. Listen, Reggie's not the mafia, all right? Reggie looks like Wukong and acts like a fucking asshole. I'm not being racist. He actually does look like Wukong.
He's got a funny face.
It looks like Wukong. Is that a racist comment? He does look like Wukong.
Kind of a racist comment.
It's not.
I don't think you're allowed to say that. I think somebody got in trouble for saying that not too long ago.
Whatever.
Be careful. You already said the N-word.
I did drop the N-word. First time.
Buddy a monkey.
Tower dive history. I dropped the N-word. Yikes. It was in context, though. I was.
Right. If there's one thing social justice warriors are good at, it's taking everything within context.
Well, I'll be fair to this show. Hey, we say a lot of things that are probably fairly offensive anyway. So why? I'm just moving in with the line of the show.
Yeah.
Just taking it to that next logical step of the next logical step was being supremely offensive. That's what we do here.
Oh God.
I hope.
So not one bridge burned then.
Yeah. No. What's the opposite of burning bridges?
Building them
or walking across them or just not, you know, I'm just using them.
Yeah. Just using your bridges.
I'm traveling.
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm not lighting fires. I'm putting fires out.
Not
on
one
bridges.
Fucking dish. Not one scoop.
Nothing.
Not one, Reggie's kind of a dick.
No, he even spoke great about Reggie. Oh, Reggie's like my best friend. I love him. If I could pick somebody to work for, it would be Reggie. That's because the only job you've ever had was working
for
Reggie.
You've only
ever
worked for Reggie.
Yeah, you would, you know, like it's not like your dad's a grocer and you worked for 2 years, you know, stocking shelves. Like, never working this shit again. No, man, come on.
Fucking love stocking groceries.
Love groceries. Love lettuce. My favorite vegetable.
All kinds.
Bib lettuce. Baby bib lettuce. I love bib lettuce.
Iceberg, romaine, arugula.
Those other kinds.
Kale.
Love kale. Not even the champion
power
kale.
Power food.
Fucking lettuce kale.
Motherfucking power. That's how he got so buff.
Delicious.
Eating all that kale.
But yeah. So it's like, oh, Reggie's the greatest guy ever to work for. How much did he pay you to say that?
It had to have been a lot.
Gotta be a lot. I hope so, because no one believes that. No one believes that bullshit.
I'm sure people do believe it, though.
The same guy who was on Kotaku who said he misses the glory days, the good old days of TSM. And I read this post. Says, man, I miss the good old days of TSM. You know, Dyrus, Bjergsen, Amazing, Wild Turtle, and Lust Boy.
Nope. Not the good old days.
Those aren't even that good. Those days weren't even that good.
Not even good days. Just days. Those were just days.
Those were Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Not even good days. I'm reading that. I'm thinking he was going to be like, oh, you know, the good old days. Dyrus, Odd One, Reggie, Chaos, and X Special.
Hell yeah.
Nope. Amazing? I don't even remember Amazing on TSN. That's how short of he was on there.
Season.
They replaced him with Santorin, who looked like him.
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, it really
very
is
Very Stepford Wivesy.
Right, very Stepford. They like
that, bring on the next robot.
That's because they liked the look of Amazing, just not the play of Amazing.
He did look really good in that jacket.
Joke's on them. Amazing's in the next round of Worlds.
No, did you see the look he gave TSM after beating him?
I'm sure it was suck
it. Was amazing. He was like doing this thing with his eyebrows. He was like,
"You could have had this. All of this."
I mean,
he gave them a sexpression.
That it was a total sexpression, and you know what? He was very vicious about it.
Very vicious.
Very vicious.
Almost fierce.
Nope, I don't like that one. That one's
not
good.
I hate that one. It's not
that's
good.
The worst.
Sounds like a planet.
You can edit that one out.
No, I'm gonna leave it in there. Let the fans decide.
The show all dirty.
Let the fan decide. Yeah. You fan.
Stupid.
So Dyrus built no bridges. He burned no bridges.
Yeah, nothing that was done with bridges.
He was full of shit with that whole song and dance about burning bridges. I wish I could find it, but I'm not going to look it up. I'm too disgusted about it.
Stupid. We knew this was going to happen. We talked about this, how this was going
to
happen.
Yeah, we totally thought it was going to happen. We said when it came time to fucking put up or shut up and to deliver what he said. You talk about the shittiest Christmas gift of all time. Thanks for the disposable camera, Dyrus. It's not even fucking. It's not even 24 plus 3 exposures. It's just a flat 24. Can't even take it underwater.
Doesn't even have flash.
Not even a flash. Not even like new one. It's like an old one. Yeah. Old bullshit ones. Who uses disposable cameras now, anyways?
Seriously, get nobody. A cell phone. Damn right? It, Dyrus. You're ruining Christmas for everybody.
You fucking ruined Christmas again. Ugh. And you didn't get out of Worlds.
It's really like not a great time for Dyrus.
It's not a great time to be a TSM fan, but is it ever?
They think it is.
Yeah, but they're dumb. Sorry, TSM fans. You guys are dumb. You guys are dumb, and you let TSM think that they're giving you a good product, and they're not. They sell you hype.
Yeah.
And you buy it. And you buy it in spades.
Eat it all up.
You eat it up, and all it is, you think it's chocolate cake, and that chocolate's just made out of dog shit. It's dog shit cake. That's what you're eating.
That legitimately made me nauseous. Because
exactly.
I had like that.
Now you feel. Now you know
of that scene from Matilda where that kid is eating that big cake.
I thought of American Wedding where he eats the little poop that they think is a
the truffle.
The truffle. He eats the poop. Yeah. And he's like, she's like, oh, tell me how it tastes. Listen, I gotta go. He got the shit in his mouth. Oh, classic scene from a not great movie.
Oh, that wasn't a good movie. I'm like, I'm kind of grossed out right now.
Yeah, but that's what it is, though, man. It's a big old cake of dog poop.
It's gross. You're making me nauseous. Stop talking about poop.
Wow, you get really squeamish.
It's just really,
is that too real?
Somebody eating that much poop.
Well, that's what TSM fans do every day. Poop. Listen, you should know you're a CLG fan.
Yeah, but it's different.
You eat just as much.
They don't sell us the hype.
No.
We make the hype up ourselves. We make our own shit cake, so we know it's organic.
We already know what we're eating.
Yeah, our shit cake.
We are 100% aware that our cake is definitely made of
our
shit.
Our shit cake is GMO free.
But TSM fans, they're sold this bill of goods every year. Mm-hmm. That this is their year. Look, we've got fucking Bjergsen. Nobody else has Bjergsen. There's only one of those in the world, and we got him.
We got fucking Lost Boy.
We got Lost Boy, son.
Yeah.
Lost Boy, world class.
Fucking
played CJ Antis, man. Dude, Wild Turtle wasn't great, but now he's got Lost Boy with him.
It's going to be
fucking
great.
World class. By the way, we got motherfucking Dyrus
all
in the top
day
lane.
Long.
There are 10 great players in the world. Dyrus is one of them.
He was.
He's not.
No. Not anymore because he's retired.
We got Dyrus. Dyrus was one of the top 10 best players when 9 other people played League of Legends. That's when Dyrus was top 10 in League of Legends. Because there was only 10 people playing. It was a 5-on-5 game. Five people, you're number 10. All right, top 10.
He held on to that title.
Yeah, but the TSM fans, we got Santorin, bitch.
Motherfucking Santorin.
Do you know who Santorin played for? I have no idea who Santorin. I have no idea who Santorin is. Exactly.
That's how good he is.
The motherfucker's like a ninja. He's like a white Dutch ninja. Creeping into your house. Stealing your money. Impregnating your daughter.
That was the least threatening ninja. A white Dutch ninja. Is just not scary. Not.
Not a scary thought at all. A white Dutch ninja.
Yeah.
But great name for a rap act.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? We're White Dutch Ninja.
Drop a beat. I love it. That's great.
Hit me with a beat.
That's gonna be my white boy rap group.
Our white boy rap group, White Dutch Ninja. We're gonna be dropping the album sometime late summer.
Album dropped next summer, 2016.
White Dutch Ninja.
Tweet at us.
But back to TSM on selling you a bill of goods. TSM sells you a bill of goods.
Yeah.
They sell you this hype that you have this great team and you have a good team.
It's never a bad team.
No, you have a nice team, quality squad, but you're playing in the little league. You're playing minor league, fucking League of Legends. I use the word league a lot there.
Minor league.
Because right now, the argument of whether EU is better or whether NA is better, listen, we are fourth in a four-region battle. We might be tied with Japan. Nobody knows shit about
Japan.
They don't
even have their own server.
Right? We are scraping the bottom of relevant servers,
yeah.
Of relevant regions for Worlds. We looked like we were turning the corner. And listen, I believe the hype.
I
bought into it like an idiot. Like an idiot. I was hopeful. Hopeful hooks. Hopeful hooks coming at you. Live from the Tower Dive Studios.
You don't see that.
Nope. Hopeful hooks is dead. Yeah, you killed him. America killed hopeful hooks.
God damn it, America.
And TSM, you had a chance to make hopeful hooks a thing. Maybe I wouldn't make fun of y'all so much. Maybe something would have happened and I would have been like, TSM, not so bad.
That would never happen.
Never.
Be real.
Well, now it's not going to happen for sure. Just like the guy arguing with me on Reddit telling me that, that kill meant there's a difference between C9 going to the next level of the Worlds and not going to the next level of the Worlds. And I told him, you can't talk in hypothetics at all because you don't know what would have happened. What if they got that? What if that bug didn't happen and that kill didn't happen and then the next fucking thing came in and C9 got aced? Then what? You can't fucking make predictions like that. That's like saying if CLG didn't lose all those stupid games, they'd have won Worlds entirely.
That's true. They would have, though.
Or if TSM and CLG were in the same group, someone from America would end up going to the goddamn next round.
That might have not been true.
No, probably wouldn't have been true anyway. They would have just battled it out for third and fourth place. They definitely would have. One team would have had more wins than the other because one of them would have beat the other one twice.
Yeah.
So TSM would have had no wins. Instead of one against the Chinese team that was terrible.
Yeah.
And you know they'll hang their hat on that one Chinese win, too. We beat LGD, guys. Dude, everybody beat LGD. Team Tower Dive beat LGD.
It's true, we did. It was a scrim.
Give me a break. Kim Jong-un played Poppy top lane and kicked ass.
Yeah, it was amazing. I played Darius.
He played AD carry Darius.
It was great.
AD Carius.
That crit on the cripple is amazing.
Crittle. I'm just portmanteauing for the rest of the show. AD carry Darius. AD Carius.
AD Carius.
Crit on the cripple.
Crit.
It actually still ends up being cripple.
It's still cripple.
It ends up still being cripple. Ends up still being cripple. So, but yeah, portmanteau still counts.
Love it.
There we go.
I don't like cripple that much. Also, I don't think we're supposed to say cripple.
I don't think we're talking about people.
Oh, that's a good point.
We're not like referring to Darius and saying he's a cripple.
That's true. We're not.
Which would be wrong.
He's not a cripple either. It'd be misleading.
We would be misleading our viewers who know better.
They do know better.
They're smarter than that.
Hopefully.
Unless they were big. That's a solo queue.
Yeah, advice. Just be smarter.
Be smarter. Stop being TSM fans.
Write that down.
Listen, pick a new team. You know what? Pick a new region. You know what? Maybe pick a new game. I don't know. some League of Legends pros would have you believe picking a new game. One of them would possibly be forgiven.
Maybe. Yeah, he's picked a new game. Kind of. I don't know.
No, but yes and no. So that's nice that I brought that up. That was a good segue,
yeah,
by the way.
That was nice.
Like that?
Very clean.
Like what I did there, right? Oh, solid.
Does it make it less clean than that we acknowledged it?
No, because we have to pat ourselves on the back.
Every time we do something good.
Every time we do something good. Listen, we are puppies, and we need to be given, you know, constant positive enforcement.
That's a good one.
Positive reinforcement. So Forgiven made a let's step back for a second. Gambit made a post that basically saying, we don't want Forgiven anymore. If you want to take him, please just tell us and give us, I don't know, $15.
Maybe something.
Maybe a new mouse. Yeah. I don't care. Something. Please give us something just so that we can quantify selling
him. Trade him for a dick pic or something.
Right? Not even a good dick. An old one. Yeah, an ugly, weird dick.
A Borat dick.
Yeah. So it's like an ugly man in a thong. Something. So they basically said that he's no longer our starter. We're accepting offers for him. So he came out on Facebook.
And it's like, oh, no, I haven't been talking about League a lot because it doesn't matter and I'm not playing it. Because playing League right now doesn't matter. And I've been talking, doing a lot of, Heroes of the Storm stuff. But I still, you know, blah, 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 playing League of Legends, blah, 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 world-class AD carry, blah, 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 blah. I'm never going to stop being toxic.
That's actually what he said. He said he's never.
That's almost exactly what he said. And I really, you're a team. You're looking for an AD carry. Is that what you want to read?
Nope. Honestly, if I'm looking for an AD carry, I'm just not going to look at Forgiven.
I will look at anybody except Forgiven.
Because he'll kill a team. He's killed every team he's been on.
He is cancer.
Yeah.
Incarnate. With greasy hair and ugly glasses.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty much his MO at
every
this
team
point.
He goes to just turns to shit.
I would rather have Candy Panda than him.
If he had just stayed on SK, he'd actually probably still be doing pretty good for himself.
Yeah, the team probably would have done well, but no.
No, I don't like N-Rated.
The fucking N-Rated is not good enough.
Fucking N-Rated.
You know who's not good enough? Their whole goddamn team. They weren't that good of a team. You carried them. They were a mediocre team.
Feel good about that, man.
You had Fox. He was okay in the mid lane. You had Freddy. He wasn't very good in top lane. And Svenskeren, who is so hot or cold, hit or miss as a jungler. Yeah, you had a nice little team. You did more than you probably overachieved way beyond the trappings of what that team should have accomplished.
Just and what feel good about that. Move on, you know.
So then you went to Gambit and you fucking ruined that team.
Yep.
Good job. Good
way to
job.
Be a team player, Forgiven.
He's Never. Not.
Sarcasm.
He is the exact opposite of what a team player should be considered in this world.
He should be playing single player mode. He can only play 1v1 Arams.
Maybe he should go top lane. Maybe he should become a top laner.
No, top lanes are all about the teamwork now, man. You got to run teleport. You got to get home guard boots first item. That's what you got to do.
No,
that's not how Forgiven plays. Forgiven only plays top lane Heimerdinger, and he only split pushes.
And he trolls.
And he trolls.
And he curses a lot.
A whole lot.
Uses the N-word that I used before.
Yeah, but with an ER, not an A.
And uses it maliciously.
Yeah.
I was not.
No. Yours was being a character.
I was being a character. Yeah. I got into the role.
You went a little too
he's
deep.
Not playing a role. The role he's playing is sorry, listen, I'm a method actor. I don't know what to tell you. I get right in there. I get right up in that shit. I don't know. Man, it's
not unexpected. I don't know. He was a good player. He's a dickhole. Nobody wants to play with him, and so he's just gonna, you know, fade away into the ether of irrelevance. Right? I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Wow, so...
we got breaking news.
So there's... Breaking... No, it's not breaking news. It's typical Reddit trash.
Oh, okay.
But it made me laugh because we were talking about it. So I think people are listening subconsciously to our show.
Yeah, their ears are burning.
So somebody made a TSM new roster speculation thread.
Oh, good
thread.
Grief. We already went over this.
Yeah, I know.
It's flame-free.
Turtle top, Meteos jungle, Bjergsen mid, Freeze support, Freeze ADC, Kasing support. Kasing's not a free agent.
Why would Kasing leave H2K a team that
he's not
really
a free agent? H2K even came out and said he's signed through next year.
Oh, God. I can't. Just end the show.
I can't. I can't be a part of that discussion.
This must be odd because I can't even.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's so stupid. Somebody actually did say the whole Russian Adrian.
See, you had it right on the nose. Right? You got your finger on the pulse.
It's fucking,
of the challenger.
This is the finger. This is the pulse.
Yeah.
All right. See that?
I didn't. I missed
it. See right there? Don't fucking doubt me. As you can watch it when we put the
okay.
video on.
I'll rewind.
Trying to see if anybody else has any fun.
They don't. It's Reddit. Here. Remember your sources. It's not a good source.
This isn't a source, yeah. All right? I'm not using it as a source. I'm using it for S's and G's.
You can always tell we've run out of stuff to talk about when we have just started to look at Reddit during the show to go...
No. I was just curious. I'm not that we're running out of stuff to talk about. I was just curious because it is... Listen, let's to call a spade, TSM, anything they do is newsworthy. Dyrus takes a dump and somebody posts about it on fucking Reddit and it makes the front page with 1,300 fucking upvotes.
Which is insane.
We put up a show, we get 4.
Yeah. That's
and one downvote. Who the fuck do we downvote us? Why?
Bot.
Why? Yeah, I know it's a bot. I know it's a fucking bot. But that's the point.
The thing that baffles me is that people want to watch Dyer stream again. Because, I mean...
Somebody was saying how, man, I miss Dyer stream. It's going to be great to see Dyer stream. I don't know. Do you like 2 hours of silence?
Yeah. People only remember 2 times when Dyer was streaming. The first one was when he fell asleep on the camera. And people fucking watched him just sleep on camera with the client open.
Second?
The second time was when Reggie made him cry on stream and forced him to apologize.
Say you're fucking sorry.
You better say you're fucking sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, all right? Jeez.
I'm sorry. I'm Dyrus.
The best thing Dyrus ever did was when Chaos left the team and there was another cryy moment for Dyrus.
Get us wrong here. We're not making fun of him for crying.
No. Listen, I cry. I watch up. I cry like a baby.
I cry all the time.
You know, I get the crying. I'm not making fun of him for crying. I'm not making fun of anyone for crying. Showing emotion is not anything to be ashamed of. More power to you if you're a man that can admit crying. You're okay in my book. You're all right in Tower Dive. My issue is the stuff that he was, like, crying about was, like, stupid.
Well, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't let your teammate bully you into apologizing for no reason.
Yeah. No, but the moment that I laugh at, and again, it wasn't because he was crying. It just happened to be a situation where he was crying. It was during when TSM used to have that fucking retarded crib show.
Yeah, they still do that. It's just called something.
I know they do. It's still dumb. Yeah. But when they kicked Chaos off the team.
Which was, why would you put that on TV?
I don't know, but it was great.
So, you're off the fucking team. You gotta get out.
No, Dyrus and Chaos were tight, dude. They were homies.
Reggie.
Oh,
you're fired.
I mean, to be fair, listen, Chaos is a douchebag, and he deserved to get kicked off the team. As more stuff came to light, everyone that was like, oh, it's bullshit, fucking
dude was getting wasted for scrims.
No, he was a fucking asshole. Guy completely was a jerk-off. Deserved to be kicked off any team he ever played for. That being said, that moment when, you know, Chaos is just kind of sitting there like, you know, or he's walking down. No, because they kicked him out of the house, and he's leaving. He's getting all his shit together. And Dyer's like, ask me anything, man. And they just kind of cry to each other. Ask me
anything.
What
does that even mean?
What are you going to ask you? Why did I get kicked off the team? Because you're a fucking jerk off. You know, we're like, what? You want me to? I have to tell you that? You know.
Do I get severance? No.
And I was like, no. Like, you know, he's like, ask me anything, man.
I don't. Okay. Can I put it here? Is that
what really happened at the end of the Matrix?
Good one. He should have asked him that.
Right. He probably should have asked him that. But here's the thing. Ask me anything. Preface. I mean, I can't give you the answers that you're looking for, but you can ask me any question. I won't stop you.
Big asterisk.
Right. That was my fingers doing an asterisk.
Oh, I wasn't. There it is.
I was like, it was here.
That's like a gang sign.
Here, no. There.
You're gonna upset all the bloods.
I don't think any bloods are watching us.
You don't think so?
I hope not.
I think we're pretty good with the Crips. I wear a lot of blue.
I wear a lot of red.
See? We're perfect.
That's terrible.
I mean, for...
That means we should be at war. Oh, you mean for them.
Both demographics.
But one of them is going to kill you, and one of them is going to kill me, and then we have no show.
No, they don't know where we live.
All of a sudden, you just see our addresses on the across the screen. Oh no! You have a window behind you. If I see a guy in a red bandana pop up behind you, I'm fucking running, and I'm not even in your state.
Why would you run?
I don't know.
Tell me.
I'll say. I'll be like, call the police.
Got that too.
Run away! I'm looking. Don't worry, you're good.
Okay, you got me.
You see that video? Well, no, your head's blocking it now.
What?
Your head's blocking it now. Nobody. There. Like Kool-Aid guy runs through the wall. I'll know. I'll be like, dude, it's Kool-Aid guy. Run. He's red.
Run away.
He's red. Get out of there. I think we did it.
You think that's it?
Do you think it's
I think
it?
We covered it.
I think ending on the Kool-Aid guy running in your house trying to kill you is that's a,
talked
that's
about
a
world.
Successful.
Check. Made fun of TSM. Check.
Double. We'll give that two checks.
Talked about Dyrus crying. I'm looking at my list. Check. Made fun of Kotaku. Check.
Made fun of Kotaku.
I think we did
check.
It.
Ooh, oh. Also, I would. This is a fast one. This okay. is not a big crazy story. Kindred was released today. Finally,
that's why I made that joke.
It's right, exactly. Yeah. Well, now we have to let them know because they had to watch the whole entire show to get it.
The joke.
In case they didn't.
Surely they got the joke.
Because, well, I hope if you play League of Legends, you got the joke.
I hope they got the joke.
If you didn't, then I'm sorry for you.
Are we doing our job wrong, or are they doing their job wrong?
They're doing their job wrong. We don't do
so
our
job.
So we're
on the right, regardless.
Every decision we make is the correct decision.
Irregardless. Everything
Irregardless.
We do is right.
Same difference.
I also like this gesture. That's my...
We've made a lot of really good choices over the past six
Great
months.
Choices. We've invented words.
A lot of good choices.
Yeah.
Have excellent hair.
Excellent hair.
A lot of things to look forward to.
Yeah.
In life.
The hair is only going to get better.
We've got great hair. We've made a lot of great choices.
Yeah. One of them is starting a podcast.
If some of you that are out there listening / watching us on this, you want to tell us how great our hair is or how great our choices have been over the last 6 months, by all means, hop on Twitter. You just do that.
Yeah.
At TowerDivePC.
For free.
Just right there. Just tell us. Be like at TowerDivePC. The choices you guys have made, fabulous. Hair,
love it.
Fabulous. Check.
Love it.
And check.
Love it.
We'll send you back a message. We know, but thank you.
thank
you
so
for acknowledging.
Much.
Thank you for acknowledging us, but we know, but yes.
Stay tuned.
Thumbs up to you, and thumbs up to you. So, yeah, I mean, that's the show right there, baby, in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. In a shell of nuts.
The nutshell of the show is follow us on Twitter.
That's like the overarching.
Yeah. I think our
I like
goal
pointing
in life
with
is
a
to
pen.
Get just a ton of followers.
I like pointing with a pen. By the way, it makes me feel very, very
official?
Professional.
You like
very professional.
A lot of this.
In there? No, you're too close to the. It's scary. Now stop it. It's not a 3D movie.
Oh,
stop
are
bailing.
You sure?
Stop it. Stop it. You're scaring me. I'm dodging pen. Stop it. Stop it. But yeah, you know it's.
No, but you're down here.
Follow
though.
Us.
You're like,
yeah. I'm.
Boop 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 boop. Let me get you. And we get you.
So follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. It's down here below us.
Yep.
I think it's actually, if I'm going to put my hand, it's going to go out of shot and I'm going to point straight down. It's right there.
Right there?
You can't
see
it.
I see it.
It's like,
I can
see it. It'd be like, it's
are we doing
it's
this
in,
kind of bit now?
It's in this region here. It's in this region
right
there.
Right there.
Or we could do it like other people do when they're like really happy about it. It's like, follow me in the comments below. Yeah,
yeah
we don't do
we
that
don't
kind
do
of stuff,
but... annotations, do we?
In the show,
yeah, like on the YouTube video, like where you put the.
No,
okay,
I don't believe. I don't believe
good.
In those.
We're never doing
personally.
Annotations. I hate them.
One thing, listen, we may sell out to TSM, but we will never do annotations.
Right. You gotta draw a line in the sand somewhere.
At some point, you know, you have to say, where am I gonna end it, and that is where we won't go. There.
Although, if you do like the video, subscribe to us on YouTube.
Subscribe to us on YouTube. Yeah. Let us know on YouTube. If you don't like the video, let us know on YouTube why. Let us know on Twitter why. And this is very self-serving, mm-hmm. and I don't like begging, but I'm going to. Please, if you do listen to this on iTunes, give us a rating.
Yeah.
Give us a little comment, because you want to know what? There is a lot of shows regarding League of Legends that when you search for them, they're in that, and they're not even active shows anymore.
We should start a campaign.
You know what? We probably should start a campaign. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but we're going to go do it. And
somebody get Barack on the phone.
Barack. Get me Bernie Sanders. Barack!
Barack!
Wait, where you at?
Get over here. That's some come campaign on. Talk.
We're doing a show. You're not running for president anymore, so come on, help us out. You're not busy running shit.
Jesus.
We got a podcast to run. But yeah, so if you do happen to go on iTunes, give us some love, because the more love you give us, the faster we will move up, and then you don't have to search for the exact like name of the show. You can just go League of Legends,
right there.
And then Tower Drive Luke, show up. Oh, Tower Drive,
look at
that.
Or if you subscribe, it'll just go into your podcast feed.
You'll just know. Yeah, you'll just know. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's just too accessible.
We're just too accessible.
No, it's like podcast is too easy. You just subscribe and you don't have to look for it anymore.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know it's a good thing.
Then it automatically downloads to your phone.
But I want to be able – I want people to type in League of Legends and the first thing they fucking find is our podcast.
Do that?
No, I don't, clearly, because we
don't. We get subscriptions.
Oh,
that's how it works. You got to get subscriptions.
I thought it was comments.
Oh, well, likes, comments, ratings, subscriptions.
Yeah, I think it's likes and comments. Whatever.
Yeah.
Do all of those things.
Hit all the buttons. Not,
every
not
button.
The down
just,
arrow
just
ones.
Face roll. Not the down arrow ones. Those ones don't
only
exist.
Up arrows.
They're fake. If you hit a down arrow, apparently you download that virtual dancer girl in the bottom of your screen. You shouldn't do that. That's a virus.
Yeah,
that's a virus. I've looked it up.
Yeah.
You can Snopes it. It's for real.
It's for real.
It's not. You can look it up on Snopes. It's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's happened.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. We've gone too far.
We're wrapping it up. All right. Thank you guys again for putting up with our nonsense. This is what we do, and we do it well, better than anyone else. Yeah. I, of course, am Captain Hooks. He is.
I'm Dan the Man.
And this has been another fun-filled fiesta,
fiesta
of Tower Dive. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you on the Rift.
Bye-bye.
Olé!